Different ideologies.
And different perspectives.
Share your views on the Sunny Side.
The Sunny Side.
92.3 Nigeria Info.
Let's talk.
Let's talk.
I just saw a comment on Facebook, and I can't wait to read the comment when we start the conversation in full, because trust me, I am laughing because of the content of that message, and I cannot agree any less with the person that sent it, especially Danny Jonah, the president. You know, we pre-sold the conversation for this hour talking about frequency of salary review for increment. So let's start off with that conversation now. Welcome to the Sunny Side. I'm Denise Eniswolu, and this is your number one station for Talk 92.3 Nigeria Info. The truth is, we keep complaining inflation is hitting hard and salary is not increasing alongside. Yesterday I went fuel hunting, by the way. I have small pride now because it's not easy to buy fuel for the amount I bought fuel yesterday. I'm a rich woman, by the way, so henceforth call me big woman DG, because I have something more than gold. I got something more than gold. If all I got is fuel, I got something more than gold. That's all it to the world. Yes, I got something more than gold now because I have fuel. And while purchasing fuel yesterday, I think I was able to get it at 295 naira per liter. I asked myself, Denise, I hope this doesn't stay the way it is. I hope this situation, this scarcity that caused for the increase in the pump price of fuel will not remain like this. Because if it does, for how long am I going to continue living on my current salary? And how long am I going to be able to afford fuel at this price, earning what I currently earn? And fuel is just one of the so many things that are basic necessities for every Nigerian as we speak. If only we had constant power supply, maybe a lot of us would not have left the comfort of our homes, moving from one filling station to the other, trying to get fuel at whatever price it was being sold. I think I was the only lady at the station yesterday, and a lot of people came like, now you can't buy SSC. At this point in time, I need it. So I had to leave my house. You see where I left my house yesterday? You cannot imagine. Left my house like that. And then, in short, they just looked on me with some level of sympathy. I said, madam, go by. So I didn't jump the queue. No, I still did as I would normally do. Wait till it's my turn. And when it was on my turn, I bought fuel. And then there is food to think about, right? Costs of staple foods, rice, beans, garri. There are other basic necessities that we need as human beings to survive. And the prices of these things keep going up. And then salary remains the same. Now, if you read newspapers a lot, whether it's online or the tabloid, that's the hard copy and all, you notice that there is a comic session on our national dailies. And I think one of the cartoons there would, you know, put an image of salary and put other things. They say electricity bill increasing, fuel increasing, this one increasing. Why are you not increasing? That was the question they were asking, salary. Why is salary not increasing? And then you begin to ask yourself, for those who are gainfully employed, how frequently are salaries reviewed for increments? Salaries can be reviewed for deductions, but then again, what about increment? I think it's more easier to, you know, review salary because you want to reduce it, all right? You want to make deductions and all of that. But what about topping up to what is already existing so that the people that earn that amount can actually live in this current economy? Now, the federal government had said it would soon announce salary increments for civil servants and public officials due to the steady increase in the prices of consumer goods. This was, as it said, a presidential committee on salaries is currently reviewing salaries with a plan to announce its decision in early 2023. Now, the Minister of Labour and Employment, Chris Ngige, disclosed this to the State House correspondent after a closed-door meeting with the president at the Asorok Villa, Abuja. The Punch reported it that Ngige had earlier insinuated that the federal government would review salaries of civil servants upwards to cushion the effect of inflation. So civil servants, I'm happy for you. Soon and very soon, your salary will be looked into. Now, let's not even try to drag the entire minimum wage into this conversation and how some states are yet to even implement the minimum wage as we speak. But let's try to draw a comparison between the public sector and the private sector, talking about government-owned organizations and private-owned organizations. What is the level of frequency, really, in terms of salary review between the private and public sector? That's question number one. Question number two, for those of you who are gainfully employed, when was the last time salary was reviewed in your organization? So if you're also an employer, feel free to join the conversation. We would like to know, how frequently do you sit down and say, you know what, the prices of things are going up, I suffer the same fate as my employees, hence I want to review their salary in a bid to increase it. So let's talk. The smart numbers to call, 070-0923-0923, 070-0923-0923. Once again, smart number, 070-0923-0923. And do well to also send a message to the WhatsApp number. It is 0809-030-6416. Once again, smart number, 0809-030-6416. Remember, we are live on Twitter. At Nigeria Info PH is the Twitter handle, and Facebook page remains Nigeria Info 92.3 PH. So if you're unable to get through to us via the phone lines, do remember you can always send a WhatsApp message, and we will definitely read your WhatsApp message. A call screener is on standby to take your calls. So when you do call, you wouldn't hear my voice first. You hear the voice of someone else. And then the person will pass you on to me in the studio. I'm also looking out for your WhatsApp messages as well. So if you're able to get through to us via the WhatsApp line, maybe on stable network or something, do well to send a WhatsApp message, and I would gladly read it. Once again, smart number 070-0923-0923. So this person chooses to remain anonymous. Hi, Anonymous. Oh dear. Sorry, Anonymous. We lost that call. Please do well to call. Do well to call back. All right. 070-0923-0923. And then WhatsApp and Telegram number 0809-030-6416. Hello. Good afternoon. Hello, welcome to the Sunny Side.
I'm calling you from Ruboku.
Welcome. Go ahead.
Yeah, Didi. Compliments of the season.
Compliments of the season, my brother.
Yeah, Didi, I'm having an issue with this whole thing because it is something that should disturb anybody who is in the grassroots. How do I mean in the grassroots? Didi, it was in this country that we talked about minimum wage, but it has to come in because you having federal government reviewing this whole thing, no doubt about it. How does it affect the local government, which is the grassroots government we have in Nigeria? The last time we had a minimum wage increase. Do you know, up to now, some states, so many of the states in Nigeria, for example, River State has not implemented their...
I mentioned that as well.
Exactly. So what we are saying in essence is, is the federal government doing this whole thing for just the federal government workers alone? Because as far as I'm concerned, to an extent, when you look at the salary increase, sorry, the salary scales, the federal government are paid higher than local. And at the end of the day, theirs are being increased continually. how about the local government that theirs has not been increased at all? Because if you are doing this whole thing, it amounts to zero when it's now affecting the least person in the country. That is a problem. So I think it's a good one for the federal government workers, but how can it be able to be replicated in the local government? That is what we are saying. That is the question we should ask ourselves.
All right.
Thank you very much.
So are you gainfully employed? Do you have a job? Oh dear, sorry. I was going to ask, because two questions I'm asking. What is the level of frequency? Like, can you put a timeline to it? Okay, so, every two years, they usually review salaries in my organization. Or every three years. Or every five months. Or it's annually. Or it's biannually. Or it's quarterly. We get to review our salaries. You tell us. And then for you who work in an organization, you should also tell us the last time salary was reviewed in your organization and you were affected, you know. Tell us, my salary was reviewed like 2 years ago and they did a top up. You may not tell us the amount, but then again, we want to see how we can strike a balance between our earning power and that which is available to us to spend on the basic things that we need, especially as we are battling with inflation at the moment. It would only make sense, right? It would only make sense that salaries should grow the same way the prices of commodities are growing. Chukuma, welcome to the Sunny Side. Go ahead.
Okay, the salaries are reviewed in my organization every year. And you call it appraisal. And that depends on your performance.
Mm.
So for all the workers. But the thing is that some workers may not get anything depending on their performance. Because
okay.
First of all, they have to have a scale where they rate you based on the performance indices set earlier in the year.
Mm.
So based on the score, you will know the percentage increment you will be getting.
Mm.
And that is done every year.
Every year in your organization?
Every year, yes.
And it's a private organization?
Hello?
And can you hear me? It's a private organization?
Yes, yes. It's actually a multinational.
Okay.
So it's not an indigenous company. It's a multinational company. So
okay. So do you think the fact that it's a multinational company has an effect on the level of frequency of salary review?
Yes, because it's actually a global standard.
In all the
countries where they operate. So it's not that anybody can come and say there will be no increment this year because you people got me annoyed or something like that.
Mm.
So that is guiding the company's operation everywhere, just to motivate the employees and make sure that people, do what they're supposed to do. Because at the end of the year, you are getting something. Because the truth of the matter is that if you fail to keep getting something, somebody that you just started with, but before you know it, the person's salary might be up to 20% above your own.
So you
have to work hard. Yes.
Okay. So if I understand what you've said, the increment comes as a reward and motivation for hard work. So if you've not been working hard, chances are that you may not get a top up.
Yeah, you will just get 0%.
0%. Okay.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Somebody that is working hard might get up to 15%.
Interesting. Okay.
Yeah.
All right, thank you. Thank you so much, Chukuma. So Chukuma works with a multinational and it's a global practice. It's something they have adopted. It's something that you'll find in all branches, all countries where the company is located. What about companies that are not multinationals? Indigenous companies, indigenous brands here in Nigeria, do they operate on that same standard? or do they have their own standard they're run by? Let's hear from you. 070-0923-0923, 070-0923-0923. And then, of course, the WhatsApp and Telegram number remains 0809-030-6416. When was the last time salary was reviewed in your organization? And what is the level of frequency in terms of salary review between the private sector and the public sector? We're live on Twitter at Nigeria Info PH is our Twitter handle, and Facebook page Nigeria Info 92.3 PH. Go there and join the conversation. WhatsApp number is 0809-030-6416. Emmanuel from Mbaraja, welcome to the Sunny Side. Yeah. Go ahead.
Thank you. This is the first time this number is going for me.
Oh, so sorry about that. Go ahead.
Okay. I work in a private school.
A private school. Okay.
Yes. In every year, there's a salary review.
Every year?
Yes. Depending on your efforts and organizational impact, there's a review every year. This year, there was a top-up of 5,000.
Top-up of 5,000, okay. For yes. Every staff member?
Yes, for every staff.
Okay, that's interesting.
And when you're over, we share something to get us right, and beans and some other cookies. It was a good thing.
So every year you're certain that, you know what, my salary will be reviewed and something will add to it. So next year when you resume school now, you're certain that... Okay, now, I know some organizations will not come out and say, oh, we are reviewing salaries. Some of them don't want to make it official. Some of them are not open about it. But, you know, behind the scenes, it does happen. While other organizations will clearly state it that in the month of maybe March 2023, we are going to review salaries. And you know, it keeps you anticipating, you're filled with enthusiasm that any which way, anyhow, something is going to add to what you already earn. Or maybe you just get a surprise and, you know, you get a notification that your salary has been reviewed by management. I don't know how it works in your organization, but then again, if you do know, you maybe will be able to gauge the level of frequency. Christian from Malakaya, welcome to the Sunny Side. Go ahead.
Yeah, hello, good afternoon.
Hi, good afternoon. Welcome to the Sunny Side.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah, I work in a private school.
A private school?
Yes, the thing is, you know, they don't pay us, they don't have any salary review there.
No salary review at all?
No salary review at all. As a matter of fact, they only pay 10 months.
They only pay 10 months?
10 months, yeah.
Why is that? A year has 12 months. Why are they paying you 10 months only?
It's a policy.
It's a policy?
Yes.
Okay, did they explain the policy to you?
They didn't do that.
Were you aware of this policy at the point of appointment?
Not at all.
Okay. And you haven't asked why it's only 10 months?
If we ask, they won't give us any specific answer. But then that's just all they do.
Okay, so let me guess. You receive salary from January to October, and then you don't get for November and December. Is that how it's done?
No, we receive January, February, March.
Uh-huh.
May, June, July.
No, April, okay.
September, October, November, and December.
So they don't pay April and which other month?
August.
August?
Yes.
August is usually when we have the long break now, the long holiday.
Yeah, but even at the rest of schools that pay 12 months.
Wow. Oh my God! Was it stated in your appointment letter? I'm shocked. I'm hearing this for the very first time, and I don't know how true it is. But then again, I don't work in the school. Fairbo Cliff on WhatsApp says, "Do you know even layers pay less than the approved minimum wage of 15K? Minimum wage is 30K, actually, not 15K. It's 30,000 naira. Someone says, Nigeria is a pathetic country. I was employed in a law firm in 2014. I was started off with 20K. I worked for 9 years. My salary was increased 5 times. The last salary I took before I left was 45K. I worked as a professional, as a lawyer. A lawyer! A lawyer! 45K. Benson from Rumodumaya, welcome to the sunny side. Go ahead.
Yeah, good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Okay, well, I work in a financial services company.
Okay.
And we get our increment every year.
Every year?
Yes.
Okay. Well, what's the percentage like when it comes to increment?
I can't, off my head, I can't really give you a number, but it's okay. It's okay. And I know that by January, we're supposed to get a kind of 13-month package.
Okay,
That's about 2 times your salary.
Wait. 13-month package is 2 times your salary?
Roughly 2 times your salary.
Okay, so if your salary is, assuming your salary is 20K, your 13th month will be around, totaling everything, round off to like 50, 55K.
No, you get 2 times your salary. Actually, it's above what you just said. 2 times of what you earn.
Okay, if it is 2 times of what you earn, it means if your salary is 20K, 2 times of what you earn will be 40K now. Your salary times 2 now.
In January,
January.
As you begin the year, but by month end, you still get your month January salary. So they are actually trying for me.
Wow. You say it's a financial firm.
What?
You say it's a financial firm.
Yes, the financial services firm.
The financial
services
firm.
Actually give loan facilities to pensioners, something like that. Yeah.
Wow. I think I want to come and start working for your company. Thanks.
Oh, that was nice.
Benson, just link me up. I think I'm a very good financial somebody. Don't joke with me. I know how to financial very well. No, count money, dispense money. Very, very good financial somebody. You can keep money with me and go and sleep and don't be bothered about it. I know how to manage finance very well. So I'll link up with you and we'll do something about that. On a lighter note though, Nigerian for FM. You see, the question about having an increase in salaries for me should be viewed from the actual sense of what salary should be. Salary is supposed to be one's earnings for a specific period of service rendered. Now, you come to the total profit or earning of the organization in which the service is rendered. For me, an increase in salary should be only when the total earnings generated by the organization is increased. One shouldn't expect a company once operating in a standard A to pay you the same when you as an employee is seeing that the company now operates on a lower standard due to low patronage and what have you. But Manwe K in Dege, my local government area. By the way, I'm an employer as well as I'm employed too. Interesting. Good afternoon, Auntie. I'm Moses. I'm not working yet, but do your people review yours? Don't worry, I'll tell you. Good afternoon, Didi. We haven't even been paid for over 6 months. How much more salary review? You know, with conversations like this, you just realize that one has been enslaved as opposed to actually working. compliments of the season, Mrs. Denise. The private sector that I worked with reviewed our salary by 5,000 naira, though it was during my NYSC round face from Rumekini. When I did NYSC, did the company even pay me? And no, the company did not pay me. It was the one federal government was given only. So some companies don't even pay core members. You're lucky, oh. Someone says, I know a company at Eneka that a personnel has worked 14 years, but his salary is still 40K. 40K for 14 years ago and 40K now is not the same thing, oh. And they've not reviewed it. A skillful welder that with his personal effort to learn makes nothing less than 1 million monthly for the company. Anonymous season greetings. Wonderful. Oluwafemi from Rukwaku, welcome to the sunny side. Go ahead.
Okay, good afternoon, Dennis.
Good afternoon. Go ahead.
Compliment of the season.
Compliment of the season to you, my brother.
All right. Let me quickly contribute on this issue you've been saying. You see the increment, when you talk about increment in some of the private sectors, they have nothing to, in fact, what they are increasing, when you look at some of the places I have worked before, when they are increasing, maybe yearly, they say they increase yearly, they will only add just 1,000 naira for you.
You're joking, right?
So when you're talking about increment, I think increment should be something we all need to enjoy the benefit of you working for someone. Not that when you want to increase, the person that is even making the money for you, you are the one now giving him maybe, let's say, an increment of 1,000 naira at the end of 1 year. So I don't know what 1,000 naira will have actually bought for that person. Yeah. In some places, they will even tell you that it is tax and target. So if you did not meet up their tax and target, it means if you will be there for 5 years, you still remain with that same salary. So recently I worked with an IOC, whereby for the past 3 years, I have never received an increment in my salary.
Wow.
So it's an offshore job, but I have not received an increment. This is third year, if I'm going to count it well. This is my third year. So the same thing I've been taking since 2019. This is 2022. The same thing I'm still taking up to now.
Okay. Are you with me, Oluwafemi?
Yes.
Yeah, like I said, I don't know how some organizations are run, but I do know that some employees actually walk up to maybe HR department, if your organization has HR department, and they request for a salary review. So while for some companies it is something that is standard practice, they must review salary. For others, they wait for you to come and request for it. Then they can look into the matter, as they will always say. So are you saying that you made an attempt, walked up to them, asked for a review, and they didn't pay heed to it?
Well, you know, the way the company where I work is being wrong.
You know what? I have to let you go now. I need to go on a commercial break. I'm so sorry. I thought I still had enough time.
Okay,
left.
No problem.
All right,
okay.
You are tuned in to
Nigeria Info.
We'll be right back after this.
How do you like your eggs? Boiled, poached, scrambled, or sunny side up?
Well, it doesn't matter, as long as it still remains an egg.
On the Sunny Side, we serve you different ideologies and perspectives. Details about life experiences you can relate with.
Various worldviews, culture, and lifestyle converge, yet it's still coming to you on your number one station for talk, news, and sports. 92.3 Nigeria Info.
Be a part of the Sunny Side every weekday, 12 noon to 3 p.m. and let's talk.
All right, welcome back to the Sunny Side. I told you about a very funny comment, which in actual sense is not far from the truth. I saw it at the beginning of this conversation. I said I was going to read it shortly. Maybe it's time I read it. Where is that comment? If you're just joining us, it's the Sunny Side on your number one station for Talk 90.39 during for FM. We've been talking frequency of salary review for increment. I started off by saying that we keep complaining inflation is hitting hard and salary is not increasing alongside. But how frequently are salaries reviewed? And what is the level of frequency in terms of salary review between the private and public sector? And when was the last time salary was reviewed in your organization? I said that because the federal government has said it will soon announce salary increments for civil servants and public officials due to the steady increase in the prices of consumer goods. It was said in the presidential committee on salaries. It was said that the presidential committee on salaries is currently reviewing salaries with a plan to announce its decision in early 2023. Now, this person said, where is it? I can't find it again, surprisingly, but it was just here. Okay. The person said, Danny Jonah, the president, says, they wait till you want to leave. Then you will hear, stay, we go add something. They wait till you want to leave. Then you will hear, stay, we go add something. So sometimes it's only when you tender your resignation letter that some companies are propelled to want to top up on what you, because they don't want to lose you. Ikechi Ekperema to say story, story, story. Where is the story? This other message on Facebook says, Ogo Johnny Justice says, the review of salaries is a no-go area by private companies because it's touched the owner's pocket, and salaries is even always poor because they are terribly profit oriented. Now, trending stories comes up at 1. Thereafter, we will come back to this. I have quite a number of WhatsApp messages to read. I would come. Someone says, you said you have not been paid for like 6 months and yet you bought fuel yesterday. From where did you pick the money from? I want to pick too. I never said I have not been paid salaries. Oh, please. Oh, I was reading somebody's WhatsApp message. Yeah, someone actually sent that message that the person has not been paid. One Bright from Omok. We haven't even been paid for over 6 months. How much more salary review? You know, with conversations like this. So it was Bright from Omoku that hasn't received salary for the past 6 months. Not me. Please don't say what I didn't say. So hold on. Hold on to your line of thoughts for those of you who still want to call in to contribute.